glorifying the devil through the fallen? In Matthew 4:9, it tells us, "In all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Now, friends, recently while preaching in New Hall in Temecula, California, we had a day off before coming home, so we decided to spend it on a little island right off the coast across from San Diego called Coronado. In doing so, it was late and we were all hungry, so we went out and grabbed some pizza. When we walked into the little pizzeria, we noticed a couple of big posters with the likes of Al Capone, you know, Scarface, who said that he built his organization upon fear. Capone was responsible for crimes such as murder, bootlegging, tax evasion, and so on and so forth. Capone's gang was also responsible for the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, and knowing all of this, in 1959, they even make a movie about his life. Oh, how the devil must be pleased when he can find one that he can channel through. Another poster in this pizza joint was of a smiling Benjamin Bugsy Siegel. Bugsy was responsible for ruthless assassinations, bootleggings, gamblings, extortions, and again, so on and so forth. Now, as I'm looking up at these posters, I shared with my family how the enemy of men's souls would have it so. Because again, scripture tells us that in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, just like that of his subordinates that emulate their deluding and slavish master. Now look at the average politician of the day, nothing short of a bunch of Judases selling out everyone and anyone to the highest bidders. Just ask them. The mainstream media takes these lowlifes, these debased political criminals, the debauched, morally harmful reprobates, and puts them in front of the camera every step and the microphones to their mouths on every word uttered, as if to suggest that they are some sort of standard in which we are to complicitly be subjected. This is the devil attempting to take precedent, and nothing more, all eyes on him. This is only set up to dumb down the population by showing them what they are willing to put up with and to lower the standard and expectation of their representatives, regardless of what capacity. Now, case in point, this is why we have a political system in place today that runs in contrast and antithetical to American government. What in the music industry and that which Hollywood loves to glorify when it comes to what God clearly condemns? For example, sexual immoralities, dishonoring parents, drug use, murder, theft, and in short, they promote Satanism and the devil puts them up for it. Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." Interesting. It's not just the world that I'm speaking of that is guilty of this, friends. Look to the church in America where we have the false prophets and the heretics. The world speaks well of them, and at every given turn, we have these mouthpieces like that of the Kenneth Copelands of the world, the lunacies of Pat Robertson, to the alien from another planet, Rob Bell, to the heresies of Joel Osteen, who the enemy has in full subjection in yielding themselves to pervert the word of the Lord. The world puts these up as the preachers of the unadulterated word of God, but nothing could be further from the truth. But the Lord's people would have it so. They heap up teachers to itch their itching ears. Now, this all goes back to, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Many fall in line and give themselves to the enemy of their souls and give way and yield to his deceptions. Yet, Jesus is to whom we are to emulate. And I ask, how did Jesus respond to the devil's temptations? "Then saith Jesus unto them, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Yet, if Americans will not obey the Lord in following him and him alone, then they will eat the fruit of their own ways. Satan has been busy imitating and mocking the Lord for a long time, folks. Yet the Lord's resolve is sure to them and to his followers. "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou..."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community. And I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Recently, on the boat.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I bet you didn't know.
To the Google search engine, which, by the way, you shouldn't do. So if you're doing that, don't do it anymore, please. Okay, just use Brave, their browser, use their search engine. They don't spy on you. A Google search engine is a surveillance platform. From a business perspective, that's all it is. Mm-hmm. Now, it's true. We think it's a nice free index that's given to us by a kindly librarian, and it's going to lead us to the right information, just like a librarian would. But that's not really what it is. It's a surveillance platform that is designed to trick you into revealing personal information about yourself.
Same thing
and then
with
that
Facebook.
Information is monetized. When you go to the Google search engine, which, by the way, you shouldn't do. So if you're doing that, don't do it anymore.
You know what's
crazy?
Go to Brave, he's saying, right, folks? You know what's crazy about that? Is just think about how intrusive they are. Anybody just kind of like having a conversation with, let's say, their wife or their kids or their friend or their girlfriend or their boyfriend, and before you know it, all of a sudden you start getting emails concerning the topics as to which you are just addressing in that conversation. I want you to think about the illegalities of what is taking place here. This guy right here just got done saying Google is a surveillance platform. Folks, they want your information. Same thing with Facebook. And what do? Then they sell it to their corporate buddies working with the corrupting government. It's a fascist state, folks. Call it what you will. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Read it when you get a moment. But just think about this. This is also the guy, by the way, that testified against the illegalities and the censorship taking place with the big tech companies that are being used to do not only just survey you, friends, but also to censor and suppress free speech concerning the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights. So I just wanted to let you know that. Also wanted to let you know, folks, you do know that BBS, our new landing page, bbsradio.com, they got hit by a hurricane. So that's been the delay on the phone lines. And Lord willing, we're going to be back up in normal next week, but I'm almost just hesitant to say anything. Same thing with my book. I have gone through the book, The Children of the Apostate. I was up at 5:45 this morning. I read three chapters of it. Just going through it, proofreading it once again, because I want to make sure when it goes out there, folks, we, you know, because I understand that we're representing the Lord here. I want it to be without error to the utmost of my abilities that the Lord has given me through His grace. So with that, I'm always kind of cautious just to say any of what is up and coming from this point, except solidified dates, which, by the way, if you want to check that out, please go to the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Also, you'll find on that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, on the top left side, you can watch us on social media platforms anytime that you would like. Also, go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page and subscribe. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. Also, want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. One of the things that I was doing this morning is I was going through a chapter of my book called The Gospel According to the Devil, highlighting the devil chasers within the church. And we're going to address that in just a little bit here, friends. Again, I just want to put a little salt on your tongue concerning the fact that we will hit it. Also wanted to let you know too, friends, we will have phone lines up next week. We are working the best that we can. Again, I'm apprehensive about doing it, but I want to let you know that we are working on it. We have the hand of the plow concerning that topic. Okay, so what's going on in the United States of America? Well, for the most part, the good news is we still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are the people doing for the most part? The people are waiting for the bad guys to set the next narrative to assail them once again. How that makes sense, I have no idea, especially when it runs antithetical or counter to Scripture itself, Psalm 94:16. Do read these scriptures as I'm kicking them out, friends. It is a word of knowledge for those that are listening. But what's interesting, friends, as I'm going through what's going on in the United States, there's so much garbage. It's just like, nope, that's not pertinent. Nope, that's not pertinent. And I know the American people are inundated with 1,000 different attacks coming from an oppressive government system, for the most part, through the United States of America today. I know, and I shouldn't say the most part, I should say in part, but a good in part, concerning the leaving that's tolerated by the people that they're supposed to actually purge, as Scripture tells us, that the whole lump may be holy. Again, go to 1 Corinthians. But what was interesting is I noticed this, and I want you to go ahead and check it out. This is
1949, Porky Pig and
listen to me carefully. This guy put a compilation together of over 60 different cases of 911 predictive programming going back to 1950. Well, some will say they didn't even have this in mind. Well, why don't you go ahead and look at some of the covers here and the cartoons that they're exposing here, and you can see clearly that's exactly what they were doing. Literally, airplanes going into the two towers with the Chinese in the background. Again, it's propaganda, but also keep in mind the whole purpose of the CIA, the American version of the Gestapo, is to do what? Is to be subversive, to destabilize countries. But look at this, 12 minutes. And some people say, well, Bradley, you know, you're a conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not. No theorist at all. I mean, as a matter of fact, all of my theories have come to pass. And the fact of the matter is we need more conspiracies, because that's exactly what's in front of us right now. When you go to Jeremiah 11:9, what does it say? Look at this, folks. I mean, Sesame Street was predicting this stuff. The two towers falling. 1976. And again, you just can't make this up. And they use comic books. And for those that did not know, the Chinese do this. P.S. This is why we have a comic book as well on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But they use comic books to indoctrinate the children. What you're looking at right now on social media platforms is over 60 cases of 9/11 predictive programming going back to the 1950s. Okay? And again, it's all predictive programming. When you go to Jeremiah 11:9, what does it say? There is a conspiracy among the people and those who live in Jerusalem. And it's interesting when you take the time to know it. Matthew Henry, look at this.
Super Tramp, Breakfast in America, yeah, album cover.
Yeah, just because it's on an album cover doesn't mean that it's predictive programming, but they could have just inadvertently posted that for their album cover. But
Saga.
I think the point
is that Twilight album cover.
Yeah, the two albums are using the two towers that were
1979
dropped.
Pakistan International Airlines ad.
We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we're going to be
Hello,
right back
I'm
after
Eric
this break.
Allender, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S.
I'll hit that in just a moment, Bethany. You just kicked off.
Are you tired of the lies?
A thought
of
mine concerning some of the content that we need to cover.
Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is.
I just don't want to be too random about it.
For nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here.
Don't let him intimidate.
Like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country
But
great.
What's your answer, Mike Lindell?
Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long
gold
time.
Gold and silver is the answer, folks, I guess. That's the golden calf,
well,
right?
Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, I was just highlighting a video. It's over 12 minutes long. I'm sorry, 26 minutes long. And it's over 60 cases of 9/11 predictive programming. Now, for those that don't think that the CIA has any influence, you better pay attention as to what's going on in Hollywood, because they've been doing it for a long time. I mean, Disney's been exposed for decades concerning the influence of the CIA concerning predictive programming. Another thing in another outlet, namely the sitcom The Simpsons, they use predictive programming constantly. They're forecasting the next crisis, the next issue that the American people are going to have to deal with, the next disaster. They've been right time and time again. That is not being speculative in any sense of the word, folks. We played the videos before, and they're not just they're not a bunch of prophets sitting around in a circle receiving from the Lord, telling you what's happening here. No, what they're doing is they're forecasting it, because they're responsible for the crisis in which that they're actually predictively programming. Okay, this is common knowledge, and I wish the American people would wake up, because they've been using television, radio, the movies for a long, long time. Music, I mean, my goodness, it's just right in front of your face. There's no getting around it. One of the other things that I wanted to highlight too was it's interesting that I told the American people this. Outside of the fact that I've been blowing the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, read the whole chapter. It's fantastic. Concerning the illegal immigration and the illegals that are being allured into America through the federal and state government treasonously. Read Article 3, Section 3. Put that up against Scripture. Luke 22, 48, concerning what is in fact happening. Read Article 3, Section 3, folks. It's treason. And it's punishable by death, for the record. Okay? But I wanted to tell you that it's interesting that this stuff comes right back to me. And sure enough, here we are. It's beginning is the highlight. This is a guy by the name of Cash Jordan. And what they're doing is they're noticing in New York that the migrants are starting to be armed concerning by the gang, right? Through the gangs in New York. Again, understanding the workings of the CIA, friends, this should come as no surprise to anybody concerning what's going on here. But again, gangs are starting to arm migrants, illegal immigrants in the New York City.
And that gang is smuggling firearms into migrant shelters.
So apparently there are now weapons and gang members inside some of the city
I told you this was going to happen. Now, I want people to understand something. These aren't just migrants. These are military-aged men coming into cities. Notice that it was New York City that was actually alluring these military-aged men from countries all around the world that hate America's guts. Notice New York City was giving them a $10,000 incentive debit card, outside of the fact that they got a free phone, outside that the fact that they got a plane ticket to the city of their destination. Americans, again, I don't know what to say to you concerning what needs to happen here. We see who's responsible. We see what's going on. And don't blame the government, because you are the government. And the fact of the matter is if you don't want to deal with those that are committing the act of treason, this is going to continue on. I told you years ago that this was going to happen. And now here we are. The gangs are starting to arm illegal immigrants from across the world that hate America, being allured into New York, being flown to New York City. And just mysteriously, out of nowhere, here they come. And this is exactly what I said was going to happen, folks. And then the government will step back and say, oh, man, we don't know what's going on, like so many other CIA operations. Let me give you a case in point. I was outside North Carolina, and I was preaching at a church. If I said the guy's name, you'd all know him. I did his college, and then the head of the college asked me to come over and introduce myself to a bunch of people concerning his missionary, his missionaries that he funded through his church. So I got up and just kind of shared with who I was, what I did, so on and so forth. Matter of fact, I told him it's amazing to me how the American church will spend $12 trillion going over into foreign countries to preach a gospel there that they fail to preach to their kids in their own backyard. I guess that went over like a lead balloon, but you know what? Truth makes men free, not the lie, compromise, or the fraternization concerning the things that we're called to do. First our own, then them, friends. Period. Okay? Mark 16:15 is the Great Commission. It starts here, because if you can't do it here, you can't do it there. In the process of doing that, all of a sudden a guy got up right after me and he started talking about how all of the arming that was taking place over in the Middle East. The mainstream media here tells us about something or somebody called an entity created called Al-Qaeda, ISIS, so on and so forth. They always got to create a monster, friends, but pay attention to who's behind the creation of those monsters to continuously create domestic insurrection. Well, he said when he was over there, he noticed that it was the CIA that was actually arming. He was in a Middle Eastern country. He noticed it was the CIA that was arming all of those that the mainstream media was identifying as ISIS here in America. Guess who was funding them, friends? Guess who was arming them, friends? Again, you don't have to look outward as to figure out what the problem is. Our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. So again, it should come as no surprise, friends, that gangs are now starting to arm illegal immigrants in New York City. Pay attention to who's behind the gangs, friends. Again, there's nothing new here in any sense of the word. Literally, nothing new here. Also wanted to highlight this. It should come as no surprise because, again, this is another one of those topics that's pertinent because they're going to continuously push this agenda until the American people stand up and prosecute the criminals for who they are. Now, we all know Conspiracy of Silence. I've highlighted that several times. Take the time to watch it. It's very eerie, but it's very real. The kids will come out and they will tell you, for those that are still alive, by the way, they'll come out and they'll actually tell you that it was the politicians that were stealing the kids from Boys Town, an orphanage in Nebraska. They were transporting the kids. The FBI was transporting the kids to Washington, D.C. to compromise politicians, to extort politicians by filming them in acts with children. This is common knowledge. This has been going on in this country for far too long. Watergate, it was a cover-up for a pedophile ring in D.C. that was exposed, just so you know. Going fast forward, we had Brian Bender from the Boston Times. The Boston Globe, forgive me. And this was probably about 12 or 13 years ago. And what's interesting to note about that guy is he actually did his due diligence to find out that under criminal foreigner sodomite Barack Hussein Obama, that during his tenure, that the Pentagon, the Defense Department of the United States of America, during an ICE investigation, they found over 5,000 members that were downloading child pornography. Well, what does that have to do with what I'm talking about right now? Well, this is brand new, folks. July 11th, just yesterday. Pay attention to where this is coming from. The Pentagon schools indoctrinating children with the radical DEI, the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ, folks, and whatever what other letter you're going to allow them to create for their acronyms. In their mental illness. They're abominations. It's a felonious activity. It's illegal in every state of our union. But look at this. This is coming from the Defense Department, friends. This is coming from the Defense Department of the United States of America. And this has been exposed several times as well. And then we sit back and we wonder why we see things like this. This is the dailycaller.com. I don't trust that guy as far as I can throw him. Tucker Carlson is interconnected to the CIA through the Bushes, for those that didn't know. They're not paying a guy to be on television, paying him hundreds of millions of dollars because he's there to liberate the American people or he's there to empower the American people. He's controlled opposition, just so you know. But let's get back to the point here. A trans, no such thing, activist, read Deuteronomy 22 verse 5, also Leviticus 18, 22, 2013, Jude 1, 7, and again, 29 other references condemning this activity. But look at this, trans activist group pressuring corporations to cover child sex change drugs and insurance plans. Folks, it's going to get sicker. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. I mean, for the American people to, again, just expect that this is just going to go away, you gotta be out of your mind. No, nobody's ever did that and prospered. Sin is a reproach to any nation, folks, and you're not going to allow sin to prosper, and you're going to expect to curse or to reap the blessings. Not going to happen. The violence of the wicked will sweep them away because they refuse to do justice. 21 verse 7 of Proverbs. Okay, let me say this in the King James Version, and let's see if we can find the Amplified. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them. Okay, the wicked are those that know to do right and they do it not. So we're addressing the people that say they're good, but they fail to do the right, right? Because they refuse to do justice. What's the Amplified say? The violence of the wicked will return to them and drag them away like fish caught in a net because they refuse to do justice. That is America right there. That is America, and this is exactly why the curses have fallen upon her. Folks, we're going to come right back according to the gospel concerning the devil in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others.
Guys, on social media platforms, just letting you guys know, we are kicking it on this telephone issue.
I
was supposed to be up on Monday, and then over the weekend at 5 o'clock in the morning, Houston was hit with a hurricane.
It's a lot easier than what you probably think.
It's easy to find. There's millions of people that are on electricity.
For all those who
they're just getting back up in the game again, so
I'm
just giving them a little grace period here, but I'm sure they'll be back up soon enough, and we'll be back up to par and even better so after we get those phone lines back up. I missed the callers, just for the record. I missed the callers.
And the Sons of Liberty near you.
Anyways,
give us a call.
We should be up in just a moment here.
1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world.
It's a great analogy, metaphorically speaking.
Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store
Jesus
today.
Is God in the
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Jesus was the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. You might want to set that straight. You don't separate the two outside of the Godhead. Yeah, boy, dude. You know, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you're a new time viewer or listener, we're going to hold to the Word of God. You can go ahead and post what you want to post, but we're going to hold you accountable to what it says, not what you think it says. And so with that said, folks, this is why we need the phone lines right there. We're working on it. We're working on it. As I was telling our friends on social media platforms just a moment ago. Now, listen, I was going to the Children of the Apostate this morning, and that's the book that I wrote. It has 280 pages. I didn't plan none of this. I started last year in May. I wrote my first book. It was Soldier of the Cross, and then I realized I was writing two in one, and then I separate them, and I end up with All the Prophets Were Pointing to the Front, and I wrote this one first, and then this one secondly, but when you read them, you have to read this one first, and then this one secondly. I'm not making this up, okay? And then I end up with another title, and P.S., I have another title, okay? Meet Me at the Mountain, but with that said, friends, I'm not an author, right? I'm just opening myself up to be used by the author and the influence and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost to write out as to what you know, what pertains to my generation, like the sons of Issachar. But the new book is called The Children of the Apostate, so you need to keep that in mind, okay? And I want you to understand what an apostate is, not according to the modern dictionary. I want you to understand what apostate is according to the Webster's 1828. One who has forsaken the church, sect, or profession to which he before adhered. Okay? He abandons his faith. He abandons the Christ. He gives himself over to carnality rather than to the word of God. Okay? Concerning the bread of life. Now listen. The gospel according to the devil. I don't want to get ahead of myself, and it's really easy to do this. 1 Timothy 2:14 tells us this. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Okay, that's not like backhanding women. It's just the way it happened, right? And Genesis 3, and I'm also thinking of 1 Timothy 2:14. Now, I also want to just kind of lay to your candor before we start getting into this. What does the gospel mean? It's the good news, right? That's what we're told. Nobody knows the good news until they first accept the bad news, because oftentimes understanding the bad news brings you to the good news. And our message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We have to repent for our sin, transgression of God's law, because if not, we remain in our sin and die in our sin. We're going to go where sinners go, like it or not. Okay? But gospel, according to Webster's 1828, is God's word. And Christ is God's word, right? So let's get to it. The gospel according to the devil. One must ask oneself the question, what is the gospel message? I just gave it to you. Is it about the devil and the message he would have you believe? Because knowing that he is a deceiver, especially, it's interesting. And again, I'm not going after women, but it's amazing to me that when you go into the American church today, more than not, you're going to see the women talking according to the gospel of the devil. We call them devil chasers. They love to talk about the devil. That's all they talk about, is what he's doing. I mean, folks, in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, that's like going over to France and seeing all of our boys buried over there, right? And instead of honoring them and living for what they died for, what we do is we talk about how Adolf Hitler did what he did and how many people he was responsible for killing, and really kind of highlight the workings of Adolf Hitler rather than highlighting the heroes that dealt with that of Adolf Hitler. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, right? He conquered the devil. First of all, he conquered death. And folks, the Bible is clear when it says that had they known, they would not have glorified the Lord of glory. Why? Because that was Satan's great gamble. And little did he know it was his defeat. And those that know that cross, friends, rest assured, also know the power of God unto salvation. But with that said, what we see in the churches in America today is a majority of the women talking about the devil and the message that he would have them believe. And it's also interesting to note that the devil is called the deluder. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. Yet this is the message that they're constantly opening themselves up as a conduit to the world. And somehow or another in their minds has the victory over the Lord, when in fact, I say no, because the gospel message is the Lord's victory over the devil through his death, resurrection, and ascension in redeeming man back unto himself through his blood. Ephesians 1:7-10. Well, so why is it then that we hear individuals, especially deceived women? Well, the men follow close behind within the Church of America, continuously glorifying the devil rather than Christ's victory over the devil, our sins, and again, even death itself. Well, the Bible says, for he whom God has sent speaketh forth the words of God, not the words of the devil, John 3:34. See, these enemies of the cross know not the power of God unto salvation, the liberation from sin and bondage. These that talk in such a manner have not been born again. And I also want to stop right there, because I need you to also understand those that are highlighting the events of the world and not giving forth the answer, they're also preaching the same message the devil would have them preach. And who preaches it more than the CIA-controlled media? Absolutely nobody. Put that up against John 8:44, because that's exactly who they are, and it's exactly what they're appointed to do. You talk to the average churchgoer today, friends, what are they talking about? They're talking about the world events. Why? Because their eyes and ears are glued to the television. Whoa. Again, apparently they forgot that part where it said, come out from among them. 2 Corinthians 6:14, James 4:4, Romans 12:2. I guess that doesn't apply to them. That consecration is unto the Lord. No, that's everybody else. It's okay for them somehow to have one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Nope. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and let not that man think he's going to receive anything from the Lord. And what does that do? It adds to confusion. So if you're confused, I can tell you why. Read Daniel 9:7. God is not the author of confusion. Man departs from God. They end up in the hole that they themselves dig. And then they get mad at the Lord for it. How does that work? That's ridiculous. Talking about devil chasers in the church, it's interesting that if you look at them scripturally, they are enemies of the cross. They're enemies of the cross. As I was just saying, these talk in such a manner, they have not been born again of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, nor have they been regenerated by the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5. Well, some might say that's judgmental. No. It's not judgmental. It's righteously judging, as it tells us in John 7:24, in making distinction by how? Judging their fruit. And when you look at Matthew 7:16, that's how we are to judge all men, myself as well. Myself as well. I seen a post this morning, speaking of which, it said, you know, now that you've all become Christians, you think that you don't have to keep the commandments of God. And it's interesting that the Bible says that the love of God is keeping his commandments in 1 John. And his commandments are not grievous, right? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's right. This post is absolutely right. 1 John 3:6 and 1 John 3:9. He that saith he abideth in Christ sinneth not. That's right. Well, one guy comes back and says, do you keep the moral law? And I just went right back to him, and I want you to think about this, because we're walking two lines right now, but this is just a free bunny trail prophetically for somebody right now. But he said, do you keep the moral law? Well, let me ask you this. Am I the standard, or is Jesus Christ the standard? Well, if Jesus Christ is the standard, then you should be keeping your eyes fixed on him and examining yourself to see whether you be in the faith or not, lest you be a reprobate. That means abandoned to sin. So what you do is you just stepped in it in a big way. You took both your feet and you put them in your mouth. And I get tired of people constantly, what are you better than we are? What are you holier than thou? Hey, listen. Scripture is clear what it says. Despise not. We're not despise holiness of God in any sense of the word. Who's the one that's called us to holiness? The Lord or man? Here, listen to this. This is absolutely, and I'm just despise it. He that despiseth not man. It's in 1 Thessalonians 4:8. And what does it say? It says, he therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath given unto us his Holy Spirit. Now, is it Bradley Dean, or is it others that are trying to let people know that this is Christ and that is not Christ? Wasn't it Jesus that said, be not deceived? Isn't it the job of the ambassadors, those that Christians that are embodied and empowered by the Holy Ghost today, Acts 5:32, are they not to reprove and correct and instruct like it tells us to in 2 Timothy 3:16? No, the fact of the matter is you love your sin more than you love the Word of God, yet you call yourself a Christian. You're a walking hypocrite. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. You're the worst of men. You tell others to do what you yourself don't do. And therein lies the problem in the country, namely within the church. But again, read 1 Thessalonians 4:8 when you get a moment as well, friends. I want to get over to this as well, because I want to make another point concerning the gospel according to the devil. You know, when you think about what people talk about, I know, and I'm not talking metaphysics here, but I want people to understand something that, you know, the things that you say, that's what's in your heart. When you look at Proverbs 18:28, it says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. I'm not talking metaphysics. I'm not talking about what you see all these pastors name it and claim it stuff. Though it is in part true, okay? But you can see what their heart's attached to, and it's not the Lord. But I want you to understand that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Again, read Proverbs 18:21. And what is in their heart comes out of their mouth. That's what the word says. Scripture's clear. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 12:34-40. We're talking about the gospel according to the devil. Why are they talking about the things of the enemy and what he's doing all the time rather than what the Lord is doing? We're going to come right back again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture.
P.S. wanted to let you all know, too, that the Mike Adams... The Mike Adams interview is out. It is. I'm going over there right now for social media platform friends. If you go over there, it's right there. It is one. Hang on. One, two, three, four, five. It's five articles down. Mike Adams interview, the Health Ranger interview, the Sons of Liberty. That would be myself. This is from just a week and a half ago. It was just posted yesterday evening. It's all there for you. Just shared in part today. Again, it's on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, just so you know.
Or online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay, we get your...
part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Schiff, CIA officer.
Skull Ring, if you want to start marking, or if you want to start causing division, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be short-lived, guy. Okay? You're off-kilter. The stuff that you're writing is bizarre.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Heretical.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival.
Just
as they're
weird,
being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you, just so you understand, the Bible says mark those that cause division.
That they are not.
Ain't going to let it over here,
this
guy.
Summer, from July 28th through the 30th.
Girl.
Join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital.
Stinking
for the
people.
2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American
make
Israeli
distinction, Revelation 3:9, folks.
To honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting CUFI.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours
dummy
today.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading.
I know, it is literally the fastest show.
Never want to pull punches. Bradley,
now you can also
like
put up
is,
there three jeeps deep. Romans 12:28. I'm sorry, Romans 2:28-29. Sorry about that. Hey, folks, I just want to say this really quick. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, I'm not going to, just for the record, and if I was in a church, folks, I've done this 1,000 times. But when I'm doing live radio, if someone's going to jump on live chat just to be division, to be divisive for no reason, and they're way out there, no. We're not going to tolerate it. No. The fact of the matter is, folks, you know, overseers of church, they're not supposed to just be a bunch of shepherds alone. They have to deal with the wolves as well. Read the whole chapter of John 10. What does it tell us in Romans 16:17-18? Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they are not, or they are such that serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Well, guys, Bradley Dean, you know, for the very few times this has happened, at least on my end, I just did it again. I'm not going to play games with heretical people. Okay, it's not an issue of free speech. It's an issue of you trying to put a bunch of leaven in the lump, and you're not going to do it. Just wanted to make clear, yes, that was Bradley Dean. Okay, happily. Guy just says, go ahead and ban me. I said, okay, bye. Again, read that of Romans 16, 17, and 18 when you got a moment. We're talking about the gospel according to the devil. I was just talking about life and death are in the power of the tongue. It's absolutely true. Folks, you're reaping and sowing. It rains on the just and on the unjust. And furthermore, when you go to Galatians 6, 7, it talks about how God is not mocked. That's according to what's in your heart, and that's according to what comes out of your mouth. And furthermore, you're going to be judged for every word, every idle word that you speak. Why is it that we wouldn't pay attention as to what's in our heart? And how do we know what's in our heart? By what comes out of our mouths. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And again, what's in man's heart, it comes out of their mouths. And it tells us in Matthew 12, 34 through 40, it says, out of the abundance of their hearts, the mouth speaks, of course. But those that are chasing the devil, you have to understand, they're not born again of the Spirit of God. They're reprobates. They're abandoned to sin. They're highlighting the author of sin. And the fact of the matter is that they're going to continuously give way to the enemy of their souls. Then they wonder why they're all entangled into his web. Because that's what they're speaking forth. Why? Because that's what is in their hearts. And it's what they believe. Okay? They speak of the workings of the devil, when in reality, that is the devil, in fact, is a defeated foe because Christ Jesus defeated him over 2,000 years ago on Calvary. See, the fact of the matter is they're chasing the devil, friends, is because the devil has their hearts. He does not communicate life through them. He communicates defeat and death because he is the author of sin, and the end of sin is death. And also, Scripture tells us, friends, take heed as to what you hear. It's not just those that are doing the talking. It's those that are doing the listening. You know, people can sit back all day long and jump on the bandwagon here and say, you know what, Bradley, that's exactly what the Word says. But let me ask you a question. What are you listening to? Why are you giving yourself over? Why are you giving ear to that nonsense? Because it goes both ways. We have to take heed as to what we hear. The word heed means to pay careful attention to. Okay? Now listen to this carefully. What does Scripture say in the face of what I'm highlighting right now? The gospel according to the devil. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 tells us, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Right? Oh, how the enemy loves when his subjects are yielded over to him in conversation. Yep. And holding to the word of God, that's what we're doing. What does the next portion of Scripture tell us in context? For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Wait a minute. Okay, not only is Jesus a savior from sin, Matthew 1:21, but the whole purpose that the Son of God was manifested in the first place was what? That he might destroy the works of the devil. Guess what, friends? He's a defeated foe. And again, he is already done. Yet again, the apostates talk more about the devil and his deceptive workings than they do about the Christ who is manifested to destroy him in all of his works. Oh folks, I could get way ahead of myself here, but I don't want to yet. I do want to, but I'm not going to. Everything that seems to come out of their mouths, and I'm talking about devil chasers in the church, is what the devil is doing rather than what Christ has done in defeating the enemy of our souls. Why do you think you need so many counselors propping people up in the church? And I got to agree with one of my friends in ministry. Again, if I said his name, you'd all know who he is. He will not counsel anybody that's not in the Word every day. That's right. Why should he prop them up if they themselves are not even feeding on the Word of God? Exactly. Now, I'm not doing that neither. It's like sitting in a boat, right, trying to help someone. I'm sorry. It's like trying to help somebody get inside of a boat to save their soul. But what they do is they keep grabbing rocks and appending it to themselves, and then they wonder why they're drowning in their sin. That's ridiculous. No. Get in the boat. Or put the lifesaver on. Again, metaphorically speaking. But again, folks, what do we have here? We have people in the church, we call them the apostates, they departed from Christ long ago, they highlight the devil, and it's the gospel according to the devil because that's all they talk about. Folks, this is a reality in so many different circles across the United States, especially in the church. Isn't it interesting, in contrast to that, it tells us in John 8:23 that he said, Jesus speaking, you are from beneath, I am from above, you are of this world, I'm not of this world. Wow. And as I said earlier, these
apostates that continuously chase the devil and magnify what the devil's doing all the time. They need to examine themselves to see what spirit that they are of. Read 2 Corinthians 13:5, because it's not the faith of Christ. It is from below. What does 1 John 5:4 say? It answers everything, friends. The Word of God answers every issue in our lives, in every group of people in our lives. 1 John 5:4 says, whatsoever is born of God, listen carefully, because some people are saying, well, who are you to judge to say that they're not saved? I'm judging them by their fruits. And first of all, Scripture comes to my aid in 1 John 5:4. What does it say? Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Not succumbeth. It doesn't stand on the sidelines of life in a cheerleader outfit with two pom-poms and a microphone cheering the devil on and everything that he's doing. That's not the message that they're supposed to proclaim, but that's the message they're proclaiming. Well, in contrast to Scripture, what is it that overcomes the world? What is this victory that overcometh the world? Even our faith. Where's your faith? Because in the enemy of your souls, no wonder why you're defeated. Friends, nowhere will you read of Jesus boasting of the works of the devil. He simply engages them in a word. He casts them out, Luke 4:41, with an "it is written," Matthew 4:10, and puts this deceived and defeated foe in his rightful place. And so should you. I didn't say that you're not going to tangle with him. I didn't say that he wasn't going to try to impede your way. I didn't say that he wasn't going to use minions to try to persecute you, to scoff you, to mock you. I'm not here to tell you that. No, that's the surest sign that you're on the right track, is when you're preaching forth the word of God, period. So if these devil chasers had been to the cross and in turn been empowered by the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 2:2-4, they would also have understood that Christians are to be made more than conquerors through him that loved us. I talk about this quite a bit, Romans 8:37. They would have also understood what John said when he wrote, I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one, in 1 John 2:14. Listen carefully as to what Spurgeon said, Charles Spurgeon. Sin is sovereign until sovereign grace dethrones it. Amen. Therefore, those who belong unto the Lord understand this abounding grace, and they know not that sin and the devil have been dethroned. Yes, they do know. Hey, friends, listen carefully. Where sin abounds, what does it say right after that? Romans 5:20. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Grace is the empowerment to restrain from sin. And furthermore, when we repent and we take up our cross, the first thing Jesus said was deny yourself. And if you look at Ephesians 2:1, what does it tell us, friends? Those that are dead in trespasses, they're the ones that receive the grace, and they're the ones that are quickened by the Holy Ghost. You know, the apostles who were eyewitnesses and partakers of the Lord's resurrection said in Acts 5:32, and we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. I want to end the show with this. Matthew 28:18-20. All of you succumbers, listen carefully. You want to get it right? Then get your eyes on the Christ. Hebrews 12:2. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, listen carefully. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Who's all power given unto? Jesus Christ.